I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. We start today in Yemen, where the Islamic militant group Ansar Allah has a chokehold in more ways than one. Also known as the Houthis, they control approximately one-third of Yemen. Floyd Brobel, with Voice of the Martyrs Canada, says regarding persecution of Christians in Yemen,
"We don't always hear about these things because the information is not easy to leave the country."
Yet a report last week from Human Rights Watch says more than 20 Christians have been arbitrarily detained by Houthi authorities in recent months. Brobel says it points to greater issues in Yemen that other governments should be aware of.
"Religious freedom is virtually non-existent in the region. There's been violence and tortures. There's been martyrdoms of pastors in the past. Christians are forced to hide."
Pray for strength for Christians to live for Christ despite hostility. And ministry in Sri Lanka isn't always easy. Natural disasters barrage the island nation just off the coast of India. Then there's the economic instability and Buddhist nationalism. Yet Tim Landis of Farms International says their partner's persistence is paying off.
"They're like that prize fighter. They get knocked down by a natural disaster or economically, and then they just keep getting back up."
The Lord's faithfulness and provision in the past are helping believers press on. You can read success stories from Sri Lanka in the full report at missionnews.org.
Farms Lanka reached the whole island for the gospel and for humanitarian efforts. We remain encouraged by the ministry and the highlights that they send us, even amidst they're wrestling and struggling.
While you're there, sign up for the second annual Farms Gala on March 13th. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.